The reading this morning is from the book of Lamentations. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for one to bear the yoke in youth, to sit alone in silence when the Lord has imposed it, to put one's mouth to the dust, there may yet be hope, to give one's cheek to the smiter and be filled with insults, for the Lord will not reject forever. Although he causes grief, he will have compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the lake. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue, named Jairus, came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him. And a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, for she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And the disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all round to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this, they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this, and he told them to give her something to eat. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit down. Reboot. It makes me think of that woeful message you hear: our computers are down. And you know whatever transaction you're hoping to make is going to be delayed. Then hopefully they'll burst into life again, and once they're rebooted, the office or wherever it had happened will begin again. In the cinema world, reboot takes an old story and jump starts it. to freshen it up, perhaps at a new dialogue or new actors. In each case, the reboot is like a fresh start. It's a chance to breathe new life into the old. So let's just move on now to the reading that Doug gave us from Lamentations. Who wrote Lamentations? Well, it says in the Greek translation that Jeremiah has been mentioned. And I'd rather go along with that rather than say somebody. I'd rather we stick with Jeremiah. And he wrote Lamentations at the time of Jerusalem's greatest calamities, just one of them. In 597 BC, Jeremiah witnessed the beautiful temple destroyed after a successful siege by the Babylonians, and the great and the good had been taken into exile. There was much mourning at this catastrophe. Oh, why had this happened? This calamity was avoidable, but deserved. The people of Israel had been persistently disobedient, and God's patience ran out. He would not let them get away with their constant waywardness. And Jeremiah feels this deeply, both physically and spiritually. And I wondered, is this a moment for us to pause for a thought? Where do we fit in to this scenario of disobedience and failure? And my first thought is a reflection for us all. Can we empathize with Jeremiah, burdened by such a situation, feeling a weighty physical pain of concern and guilt? And if we have felt this like this, Jeremiah shows how we can openly voice our heartfelt misery to God, unburdening ourselves and praying for his grace to grant us peace of mind. And my second is a point for us to ponder on each day. Have we a tendency, at times, to spend little or no effort recounting or reliving our minor transgressions? Before receiving absolution too easily, with little regard to the cost of this awesome gift of forgiveness bought for us by our Saviour. And so we return to Jeremiah. Though distraught, Jeremiah invokes a cautious sense of hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Lamentations and the message. God sees, God knows, and God cares. God waited for 70 years until the Israelites turned to him again. Though their sins merited total annihilation, they were saved and restored to their homeland, making a fresh start. A reboot of the story of God's chosen people. What joy! What collaborative industry, rebuilding the temple and restoring temple worship. But history repeated itself. The people of God ignored God's wrath. Communication ceased, and all went quiet for 400 years. Waiting for God's plan to unfold. So we hear Jeremiah's words again. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Our proof of infinite, eternal love. And the people waited for their Messiah. And so, all in God's timing, the story of the redemption of mankind picked up again with a fanfare of rejoicing and angelic voices. Jesus, our Saviour, was born. The greatest and most significant reboot of Israelites' relationship and commitment to God. Jesus came to bring a fresh start to anyone who was ready to repent and accept him as their Saviour, making themselves ready for an unimaginable new life, which brought hope of life everlasting with him in joy and peace. Like the woman whose faith healed her, the one Jesus so tenderly called daughter, her life was transformed. And Jairus' daughter, now alive and well, on the cusp of adulthood, ready to enjoy all life could offer her. And Jesus continues to invite us to walk with him in obedience. His Holy Spirit breathes new life and new hope into each new day. Think of a bakery in France offering fresh new bread as the sun rises. Just relive that enticing smell, containing all the re-energizing quality of sustenance needed for a new day. And that's what God's love towards us is like. Fresh supplies to meet our needs, new every morning. Whatever yesterday's mistakes, whatever wrong choices, however much we stumbled and failed, spill it all out to him and forgive ourselves and receive his blessing. Today is a new start. His love and his presence give us strength to do better. Now, my go-to books are very often biographies of lives turned around by the gospel message of love and hope. And I've put a selection of my own books at the back by the door into the passageway because I find them so inspiring. And you're very welcome to take one and borrow it. I'd much rather they were taken today than me take them home and put them in a box in my shed. God's grace invites us to embrace each day, difficult as it may seem sometimes. Every day is a reboot of the film of our life story, an opportunity to follow the lead of our great director, who is weaving our story into his much bigger one. Amen.